Hi, this is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
Christians around the world, pilgrims and Palestinians all celebrating the holiday in Bethlehem. And Al-Shabaab attacks peacekeepers, the UN, in Syria. Samaya, I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington. Pope Francis has delivered his second annual Christmas blessing to thousands of people gathered in St. Peter's Square.
Gesù, il figlio di Dio.
The Pope delivered an address discussing and condemning what he called the brutal persecution of Christians in the Middle East and Africa. The Pope discussed many of the major conflicts and crises going on in the world, urging peace in places like Ukraine, Nigeria, and the Central African Republic, and condemning last week's Taliban attack against students in Pakistan. He also offered blessings for Ebola victims, particularly the people of Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea, as well as those providing care. Christmas is one of the holiest days for Christians and celebrates the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem more than 2,000 years ago. Somalian militant group Al-Shabaab has attacked an African Union peacekeeping base in the Somali capital of Mogadishu. A spokesman for the AU mission, Ali Hamoud, tells VOA 7 to 10 Al-Shabaab gunmen entered the compound. Two attackers detonated suicide bombs. Three others were killed by gunfire, and two more still remain inside the compound, but they're surrounded by troops. The spokesman said there are casualties among AU troops, but has not provided further details. Syrian activists say Kurdish fighters in northeastern Syria have reclaimed the town of Qasiabab after fighting with the Islamic State group that left at least 30 militants dead. The militants seized the area in the Hasaka province earlier this week. It's near the Turkish border. In that time and since that time, the Islamic State militants claim to have shot down a Jordanian fighter jet and captured the pilot. This is VOA News. Jordan says it is stepping up efforts to secure the release of its pilot captured by Islamic State militants Wednesday after his jet crashed in a militant-controlled area of Syria. The Jordanian government spokesman.
At this point, with the little information we have, I think what we can say is that the government will take every necessary step needed in order to secure his coming back to his home and his family.
The father of the Jordanian captured by the militants is pleading with the rebel group for the fighter pilot's safe return. He has appealed to religious extremists to treat First Lieutenant Muath al-Kassasba as a guest, not a hostage, telling them, "We are all Muslims." Sony Pictures is now distributing the controversial comedy, The Interview, online. 200 independent theaters will screen the movie today throughout the United States. Sony pulled the film from general release last week after several large U.S. theater chains said they would not show it because of threats of violence. The comedy tells the story of two journalists who are recruited by U.S. intelligence to assassinate North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. North Korea condemned the movie, and unknown attackers hacked into Sony Pictures' website earlier this month, stealing valuable, highly confidential information and products. The United States blames North Korea for the cyber attack, a charge that Pyongyang denies. China leads the world in executions, sentencing thousands of people to death every year. There are, however, signs the Chinese government is cutting down on the number of crimes punishable by death. Sharon Van Zandt reports from Beijing.
Earlier this year, China announced plans to remove 9 crimes from the list of capital offenses, including counterfeiting, fraudulent fundraising, and forcing others into prostitution. The move came as Chinese President Xi Jinping sought to crack down on corruption. In 2011, China dropped 13 offenses from its list of crimes punishable by the death penalty, and these policy changes are having impact. Last year, China executed 2,400 people. While that is still more executions than the rest of the world combined, it is a 20% drop from 2002, when China executed 12,000 people. Shannon Van Sant for VOA News, Beijing.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control says a laboratory technician may have accidentally been exposed to the Ebola virus. The exposure occurred earlier this week at the agency's Atlanta, Georgia headquarters. A CDC spokesperson says a small amount of live Ebola virus may have been mistakenly transferred from one lab to another that was not equipped to handle it. The technician is now to be monitored for 21 days, which is the typical incubation period for the disease. And President Barack Obama played golf yesterday, with a new playing partner, Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak. Both leaders are vacationing in the U.S. Pacific state of Hawaii, which is, of course, Mr. Obama's birthplace. They played a round of golf on Christmas Eve at the Marine Corps base in Kaneohe Bay. I'm Marty Johnson reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.